door like and count 1, 2, 3, and the 10th one is Kaddish, is a Korban, Maisa Behema. So Maisa Behema is Noig Boratz of Chutzlaretz. Whether they're born to you in Eretz Yisrael, they're born to you in Chutzlaretz, you have this mitzvah to take off Maisa Behema. B'fnei Abayis, B'zman, we have the Beis Hamidrash. B'shalom B'fnei Abayis, when we don't have the Beis Hamidrash anymore. But B'zman is there also, if you have 10 new Behemas, you have to take off Maisa Behema. B'achulin, it's negated to Behemas that are chulin. But if for some reason you're makdish to behemoth already, then there's no din ma'aseh behemoth. Ma'aseh behemoth is only from 10 chulundik animals, and not if one is kaddish. V'noigit applies ba'bokor with cattle, ba'tsoin with sheep. V'yei misrasrim zeh al zeh. We don't take off ma'aseh one from the other. We don't take off bokor for tsoin. Ba'kvosim uve'izim. V'yei misrasrim zeh al zeh ba'kvosim uve'izim. Klaim Rashi says, "V'noi bekvostim v'izim." His mission means bekvostim v'izim, that it's noi the mitzvah of ma'ase behema both by kvostim, that's by sheep, v'izim and by goats, and umasaskrim mizel zeh, you could take off ma'ase from a lamb for goats or goats for lambs. Now b'chodeshu b'yoshin, whether the old ones or whether the new ones, you have to take off ma'ase. But v'ein masaskrim mizel zeh. But he can't take off Maisa from the behemoths that are born this year for the ones that are born next year. Because really, Shoyi Bedin, really it's a story like this. Uma'im ha'chodesh v'yoshen. Sheinim klaim zeh b'zeh. Like sheep that were born this year and sheep that were born next year. There's no way to claim they can live together. Still, you're telling me right now, Einim esasim mezel zeh. You can't take off a behemoth that was born last year to the yotza of the 9 that were born this year. You're not allowed to mate together a lamb and a goat together. Isn't it a swear to say that you cannot take off a ma'aseh behema, a goat, for the lamb? So in this Talmud, the pasuk says no. It says v'tzoin, mashma kol tzoin echad. Any type of a sheep is called one, whether it's a lamb or whether it's a goat. It's all called the same thing. Therefore, for ma'aseh behema, you're allowed to take off a goat to be made to you for the 10 lambs that you have, or the 9 lambs that you have. So Mora says now, Lema, let's say, Lema Masnis and like Rabbi Kiva. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya belongs like this. Rabbi Akiva says, Yochlai would have thought to say that Yalo de Maisa Beimu Mechutz Lortz V'yakrivenu. If you have Maisa Beimu Mechutz Lortz, you shall have a Kiva to bring it up to Eretz Yisrael and bring it for Korban. Is Talmud, the Pasuk says, V'yaveisim shomo l'seichem z'vcheyim, V'yas masvecheichem, that you have a chiv to bring out to the Beis Hamikdash like your oilus and your zvochem and masvecheichem. So we darshin, v'shtei maisvos kosem medav, the Pasuk talking about two different types of maisvos. Echod maisvos beim, one is maisvos beimo, v'yechod maisvos dog, and one is taken off trumas. So, mimokim sha tamala maisvos dog, in the same type of a land, meaning only in Eretz Yisrael, that you have a chiv to take off truma, is atamala ma'aseh behema. That's when you have to bring a ma'aseh behema to the Beis Hamikdash to bring it for korban. But mimokim, like from chutz lorotz, she atamala ma'aseh dogin. You have no chiyuv to take off truma from terrors that are grown in chutz lorotz. If so, atamala ma'aseh behema. You don't have to take it up to. You don't have to take the ma'aseh behema up to Eretz Yisrael. So Chura B'kiva is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says it's noig ma'aseh behema bein boratz bein chutz lorotz. So mashma, even though you have your ma'aseh behema in chutz lorotz, still you should have to bring it for korban in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not like Rabbi Kiva holds, if you have the ma'aseh behema in chutz lorotz, you don't have to bring it up for korban in Eretz Yisrael. So the Chura Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Gemara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Kiva. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Kiva, Kanli Korev, Kanli Kodesh. All our Mishnah means to say is that the mitzvah, the sinning of Ma'ase Behema is Nogei in Chutz Lorotz. That if you have 10 new sheep grown born to you that year, you have to make Ma'ase Behema. You have to be Mekadesh it. You have to give it kedusha. But after you Makdesh it, you have to bring it up to the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe no. You don't have to bring it up to Eretz Yisrael. You can leave it where it is and wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then the Balaam can eat it. The Mor says, Dekanam, I bring you proof also like this. The Kornos of Lord Tamuda, the Posik was down a Posik, Ve'veisim Shoma. So, Shema Mina, that's a proof. So Rashi says, they can now bring you proof to Rabbi Kiva me'akrovus, his owner taken away from the akrovah the gadin. May the nosav ashat the nilsa, the Gemara brings down his posik from the posik me'aviyavesem, shoma. Dainu akrovah. Mashmi will occur to Rabbi Kiva, it's only me'may, you don't have to bring it for korban. But avad, even though the ma'isa b'aim took place in Chutz Loretz, you would have to be makdashit, and it will have kedusha on it. The more yochi is so meyaka shein the korb. Once you don't bring it for korbin, my kodesh. What do you have to make a kodesh for? So more says la necha b'muma labaylam. That's a loch of ma'isa b'aima. That if you don't bring it for korbin, the owner has to keep it until it becomes a bamum, and then he'll be allowed to eat it. Then the mishnah says b'fnei abayis. Tishlei b'fnei abayis. Whether in front of the when you have the base of midish, or whether we don't have the base of midish. For the more yochi is so. Afilu idna nami, even today also we should have the mitzvah of Maisa Beima. The Vaisa of the Gemara knew that today we're not knowing this mitzvah of Maisa Beima. So my answer is, Kid Rafuna. The reason why we don't have it today is because of Rafuna's halacha. That Yom Rafuna says, Gzeira Mishum Yosum. It's Gzeira Mishum Yosum. We'll soon see that's his Gemara we'll have later. So Rashi is like this. It's Gzeira that he says the Gemara later. That Mishum Yosim, Zochi Namash is Gezer Mishum Yosim. Shlo Yachnis Yosim, we're afraid not to bring a Yosim, we'll soon see what that means, into the deal of Sasa. Because we'll have a Mishnah later that says, Hakol Nechnosim Ladir, any type of an animal could go into the deer to take off Maisa Beimo. Chutz Miklaim, not the animal came from Klaim, Utrefa, Vyotze Doifim, Chutz Zaman, Vyosim. Now Yosim always means that the same time the animal was born, its mother died. That's called Zeh Pirish L'chaim, Zeh Pirish L'misa. And that the Yosem does not go into a deal with Aser. So Rashi says, Lochi Nakat Rafuna Yosem Tfei, how can we just pick Yosem more than the other ones? Shenosem Gavi Milsla Shachla Memo, El Lakuach V'Yosem, L'Kamon by Pirkin, Yosem in Shemesim V'Shach Leid. We'll soon see why Tavka picks Yosem. Rakopon Rafuna says, as a Gzeiroh, for kids, so that's the reason why today we don't take Maisa Beima, because we're afraid we'll never do the right din. Maybe we'll have mixed in there. One of the ten will be a Yosem, and there's no mitzvah din. So, Morias, the Yochi, you saw me, Koranami. Like, even Bizman, we had the base of Mikdash also. So, why then, when we're knowing Maisa Beima, let's be afraid maybe this animal that's a Yosem. Means when it was born, its mother died, we'll also go into the deer to count him for one of the ten. And it's no good. Samara says, El around the Efshabach Rosa. The Pshat is, you have to warn everybody. We'll make an announcement to tell everybody, don't use a Yosom, don't put it into the Cheshbon of the Ten. If so, that's the way they enacted when Hazman had the Besamidush. So, Achinami, today also, Hazman is the Efshabach Rosa, also have the Efshabach Rosa. So, what's the reason? Samara says, how come today we're not knowing Maisa Beima? El around the Omar Rabba. Mishum Takola. Today, I'll tell you, it's a Takola. Because if you be mafresh ma'isa beima today, you can't bring it for korban. You'll have to wait till it becomes a bamum. So afraid, maybe you'll have enough from it in between. There'll be a takala, a stumbling block. Rashi says the ain loin wa mala akriv v'zorach lishoya ache yumam v'yosti b'ladei takala. Be afraid that maybe you work with it or you'll shear it off before it becomes a bamum. So Mora says, how do we know the sword of the Hashim of Takola, the Bizman is dead like we're afraid for this Takola today, and therefore we don't make a Kodesh altogether? The Tanan, or the Tanya, learned like this, Ey Magdishin, Vey Marichin, Vey Machrim, Bizman is there. That now that we don't have the base of Migdish, you don't make anything Hegdish, we don't make Erpash of Erechin, to Mechaib ourselves to give the money, Vey Machrimim. Rashi says, the Cherim is also type of the Hegdish. Kishigdish, Tichsir, Kocherim, Kodesh, Kodoshim. Now, v'yim hegdish, let's say somebody was makdish or something today, v'herich, he said he's mechayah to give his erichin, his value, v'hechrim, so behemah, if you did it to a behemah, ta'akir. Yeah. Means you have to, like, uproot this behemah, the chur means like to kill it. Rashi says, the lacy, he shouldn't come with etakola. Teris, if you makdish fruits, or else kisus, v'kelim, clothing or utensils, yirkavu, wait until they rot away, mois, ukli matchas, a metal, yonach liyama melech, to throw it to the yama melech. So here we see we don't want it to be around. This also the etakola. Now the yezayu ikur, what's called nikur by behem? What do you have to do to the animal if you're makdish an animal? It means noyel delos b'fenei, close the door in front of it. In other words, starve it to death. Be meisel, darb me'aleh by itself. So that's why mishum takola we don't make meisa behem today. Shreti gemara yochi yisol b'chor naim l'liktosh. We should not have pashas b'chor either today b'chor behema. Samar says, Bechor, but it don't tell the milsa. Is it up to us to make it Kaddish or not? Berechem Kaddish. It's totally Berechem. As soon as it comes out of the Rechem, it's Kaddish. So what's your question? Bechor shouldn't be night today. As soon as it's born, it has Kaddish automatically. This is what I meant to say. There should always be a takonim as a man. They should always make sure to sell the ear of your animal, of your bechor, to a guy. That there won't be any kedusha chal on it. How come we don't do this? Samara says, Efshek Rav Yehuda.